Hear again the word of the Lord. What shall we say then? Are we to continue in sin that grace may abound? By no means. How can we who died to sin still live in it? Do you not know that all of us who have been baptized into Christ Jesus were baptized into his death? We were buried, therefore, with him by baptism into death, in order that just as Christ was raised from the dead by the glory of the Father, we too might walk in newness of life. In the name of Jesus, amen. You are baptized into Christ, dear Christians. You were born, however, as one who was lost in sin. Since that living death is the only life you'd ever known, it seemed pretty normal. And to the old sinful flesh that clings to you, that old way still feels pretty normal. By nature, you believe that you're not perfect, but you're probably good enough. That's what the sinful nature wants you to think. By nature, you believe that along with the rest of humanity, life is about doing your best to get along, bending this rule and breaking that one as necessary. By nature, you like the camaraderie of the world as it slouches on its way, and those old sinful ways feel comfortable, like a broken-in pair of jeans or an old shoe. They're okay so long as no one gets hurt, right? And by nature of your birth by Adam and Eve, you live in fear. Fear of death. That this life is all there is and the clock is ticking down slowly. But you are baptized into Christ. You've been rescued from all of that. Not by your works, but by God's work, by his mercy. Jesus Christ, the Son of God, has become flesh in order to die for your sins on the cross. He is risen.
He is risen indeed. Hallelujah.
And he lives forever. That's what St. Paul said. He has died and he has risen for all the world. And he has done this specifically for you. That is what holy baptism is all about. In baptism, you were buried with Christ into his death. In his death, he suffered God's judgment for your sins. In baptism, he joined you to that death. But instead of scourge and nails, you felt a little cold trickle of water run down your forehead. Or perhaps, if you were baptized by immersion, you felt a lot of water. But whether it was a little bit of water or a lot of water, by that water, through his word, God now looks at you and he no longer sees your sin and the wrath that stands against you. Instead, he sees Jesus Christ. He sees his perfect Son. He sees the one whose sins are washed away because you've already died. You've already gone through the fires of hell, through the pain and the wrath and the judgment against your sin, because Jesus Christ took that for you. And as Paul will later say in Romans, the one who has died has been freed from sin. In holy baptism, Jesus also joins you not only to his death, but to his resurrection. While God originally created Adam and Eve to live eternally, now because of sin, the wages of sin is death. Death not just of the body, but also eternal suffering and death of the soul. But Jesus has conquered this death, and he has conquered it for you. In holy baptism, he joins you to his resurrection and the life to come. It is finished. While your body must still suffer the wages of sin in this world, you already have eternal life in Christ Jesus. You are baptized. You are alive. You have new life, eternal life in Jesus Christ. That's what it means to be baptized. That's why Luther says we don't declare, "I am baptized," we do not declare, "I was baptized." But we say, I am baptized. Can you hear the difference there? Between saying, I was alive and I am alive. You are baptized and so you are alive forever. Baptism is kind of like marriage in this way. You don't say that I was married unless you're no longer married. You say I am married because that is a past action that has a present effect on your life. So too we should say I am baptized, not I was baptized. Now of course, when we say that, we also need to remember that we are living in a dying world. And we need to remember that as long as our sinful flesh still clings to us, those old ways of the world will seem perfectly natural. They'll seem like the right thing to do. The world will still call us back to the living death that we once had. And the world's ways will seem sensible, reasonable, and workable. And that's because your sinful flesh still wants to do those things, which are sinful, which separate you from God. It is tempting to believe that baptism is the ultimate free ticket, that we can now commit whatever sins we wish. But that is foolishness. St. Paul says, by no means. To continue in sin after baptism is to say, since I have been released from prison, I will now go back into my cell and pretend I am free. It is to say, now that I have been adopted into a splendid household, I will go back and live on the street and imagine that I am cared for and fed. That is the one who would say, I am baptized, I was baptized, but I have left that life behind for death once more. But that is not what has happened to you, dear Christians. You were born enslaved to sin, but you are baptized. Should you continue in sin, St. Paul asks? By no means. So when you are tempted to this or that sin, as the old Adam seeks to seduce you to join in the ways of the walking dead, make the sign of the cross upon your forehead. And remember that you are baptized. That you have been joined with Christ's death. And that he has been joined to you. Say to yourself, I am baptized. Once I was lost, but now I am alive in Christ. Shall I continue in sin? By no means. And yet, dear Christians, you will still give in to temptation all too often. All Christians sin daily and much. It is the struggle that we live with. Go over to the next chapter in Romans to see what I'm talking about. The devil will delight to hold these sins before you in order to tempt you to believe that you're not set free from sin, that you're not a real Christian after all. And when the devil taunts you and haunts you with your sin, to prove that you're not worthy of God's grace, that is when we say to ourselves, so what? I know I'm not worthy of God's grace, but I am baptized. And there, by water and by his word, God said that I am his forgiven child, and that he no longer sees the sins that you hold before me. I am not saved by my worthiness, but by Christ's worthiness. For he shared his death, his resurrection, and his life with me. And so, dear Christians, you are no longer a slave to sin. That's what verse 6 says. Sin is like a robber who lurks in the alley. It can jump out and assault you, but it is not your Lord. You are no longer a slave to sin. You are baptized. For Jesus' sake, you are a child of God and an heir of eternal life with him. All Christians are troubled by their ongoing sinfulness in this life. If your sins do not trouble you, in fact, it does not mean that your heart is pure, but it perhaps is a sign of hardening. By faith, then, you trust what God's word says about you, that you are sinful. You trust what he says about his grace in Christ even more so. You should confess those sins, and you should say, I am baptized. And while my stubborn heart for now will not let me acknowledge God's grace as I ought to, I know that He forgives me for even this sin. As long as you have the sinful flesh, you will still face the death of your body unless the Lord first returns. The shadow of death is a haunting thing, and as it approaches, you can be sure that the devil will use it as his final bid to make you doubt God's promises. He will bring back past sins. He will bring up temptations and the like. And at such times, should you wonder whether or not God still loves you, remember the answer and say, I am baptized. Jesus has joined me to his death, and he has joined me to his resurrection. Just like sin, death is not my master. For if death no longer has dominion over Jesus, it no longer has dominion over you. But it is also a conquered enemy. It is one that Christ will use to deliver me from this world and eventually will raise me up to eternal life in my body. You are baptized. Jesus has joined you to his death and his resurrection. That is what this text from St. Paul's letter to the church in Rome proclaims. And for the rest of the service, we will let our Lord's sacraments do the preaching on this Sunday of the baptism of our Lord. You have already heard Jesus' baptism, where he was baptized so that he might take your place in death and share with you his resurrection. That same Jesus is present here today in his supper to give you his body and blood for the forgiveness of sins. So rejoice, dear people of God. It is not that you were baptized as some distant memory in the past, but you are baptized. Shout aloud, O you his saints, for it is not that you were alive in Christ, but you are alive in Christ. Sing together, O people of God, for it is not that you were God's children, but you are God's beloved Son. He is pleased in you because of what Christ has accomplished for you. And go in peace. For it is not that you are or were forgiven of all your sins, but that you are forgiven of all of your sins. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen.